The Slowdown is supported by W.W. Norton and Company, publishers of Poetry Unbound by Padraig O Tuama, a poetry anthology that offers immersive reflections, keen insights, and personal anecdotes on 50 powerful poems. Focusing mainly on poets writing today, Poetry Unbound engages with a diverse array of voices that includes Ada Limon, Ilya Kaminsky, Margaret Atwood, Ocean Vuong, Layli Long Soldier, and Reginald Dwayne Betts. Poetry Unbound, now in paperback.
I'm U.S. Poet Laureate Tracy K. Smith, and this is The Slowdown. Last year, I read Rachel Kushner's remarkable novel, The Mars Room. The main character, Romy Hall, is a young woman serving consecutive life sentences for murder. Through flashbacks, we glimpse her childhood, which unfolds in a seedy, pre-gentrified San Francisco. It's a place of danger and damage, of unchecked freedom and stark consequences. A place where kids can be preyed upon by adults, where they spend their time in the rough streets or getting wrecked in houses where the adults aren't paying attention. They're vulnerable, and they don't know it. By the time they come to realize it, it's already too late. Some of them are locked inside a penal system that seeks to strip them of all but their vulnerability. It's a portrait of youth that's unfamiliar to me. It bears no seeming relation to the California I knew as a child, safe at the center of a big family and far from the rapid pulse of the city. But I trust it. What it says to me about power and defenselessness rings true. Today's poem is Night Surrender by Brooklyn poet Layla Ortiz. I think it captures such a powerful sense of the danger and frustration that are real parts of youth. It's a poem about teenagers out at night, posing like they belong, like they're fearless, like they're not still children. It's brutal in its refusal to idealize or even glamorize what it feels like to be young. Now, my own youth is far behind me or buried deep within. I live watching my children size up their own piece of the bright, enticing world. For now, I believe it's my job to keep that world from locking them in its sights. Indeed, the fear that rises in me reading Ortiz's poem, the way it makes part of me cower, shows me that we never stop being in need of protection, not when we find ourselves pushed around by the authority of others, and not when we manage to assert an authority of our own, pushing others around simply because we can, or because something inside of us convinces us that we must. Night Surrender by Layla Ortiz. All of us on a stoop, late, too late to be out. We like to squat in black and blue night. We are owls with pocket knives, stoop summer of uncertainty. Colt 45 tastes like rain and bone. This girl Micah left alone by parents off vacationing. The Beastie Boys whine, the girlie was deaf, and she wanted to go. But we stay till night expires, taking dares and setting them on fire. This couple walks by, probably coming from a party. They laugh at something not funny. We must look like kids, because the man smiles and asks if we smell pancakes, making our anger pop. Jonah follows them up the block. All I hear is the woman saying, "Stop, stop." The Slowdown is a production of American Public Media in partnership with the Library of Congress and the Poetry Foundation. To get a poem delivered to you daily, go to slowdownshow.org and sign up for our newsletter. The Slowdown is written by me, Tracy K. Smith. It is produced by Jennifer Lai with Tracy Mumford. Our music is by Alexis Quadrado. Engineering by Corey Schreppel. Production support by Joy Biles.
Hi, it's Micah, producer of The Slowdown. One of the best ways you can support The Slowdown is by starting a monthly gift. It's easy on our budget and provides reliable support for the show you love. Pledge to give $5 a month today, and you can pick one of our thank you gifts at slowdownshow.org/donate.